This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we've talked about previously and in great detail, exports are an essential part of our agriculture industry. We truly feed the world, and we need to have good trade relationships to do that. That's why we rely on the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative and the team there. And right now, they're highly touting some of the ag trade wins we have gotten. We talk about those next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
In the U.S. Trade Representative's office, Doug McCallop is the chief ag negotiator for Catherine Tai's team. He looks back on the past couple of years and says that trade has been good overall for agriculture, but he also sees more challenges coming on the horizon in 2024.
Over the past few years, we have seen amazing export numbers for U.S. agriculture. And while challenges and headwinds facing exports do exist, USTR is being proactive about building upon existing and creating new trading relationships across the globe. We also recognize that wins for American farmers are also wins for our rural communities as a whole. Creating a more fair and equitable economy for all, from the bottom up and middle out, that means ensuring that the benefits of trade make it all the way to the farm gate, and that U.S. farmers, ranchers, producers, and exporters compete on a level playing field.
Now, obviously, there's a delicate balancing act when it comes to trade. You have to grow new partnerships, you have to nurture existing ones. You also can't be afraid to hold your partner's feet to the fire when it comes to the agreements that we've already established.
We take every opportunity to press our trading partners to develop and maintain science-based policies to facilitate trade of food and agricultural goods and allow you all to meet the increasing global demand for high-quality U.S. products. We are also leading initiatives to strengthen our relationships with key partners in the Indo-Pacific, as well as Taiwan and Kenya, to advance these objectives. Already in 2023, there have been a dozen successes in reducing tariffs, as well as a significant number of successes in removing non-tariff barriers for U.S. agriculture in markets around the globe.
Now, of course, they're not claiming success without the data to back it up. McCallop highlights some of the successes they've been celebrating.
Earlier this year, following extensive engagement, Japan implemented a new biofuels policy that will allow the United States to capture up to 100% of Japan's on-road ethanol market. Under the new policy, exports of U.S. ethanol could increase by over 80 million gallons annually, or nearly $200 million in exports each year. In January, an updated agreement between the United States and Japan also entered force, revising Japan's beef safeguard mechanism. The updated agreement will allow U.S. beef exporters to more reliably meet Japan's growing demand for high-quality U.S. beef, providing more predictability by reducing the likelihood of safeguard duties being imposed on our beef.
We have more on this story, including more comments from Doug McCallop, on iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.